Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Elimination Chamber, 24 feet high, 10 tons.
Six superstars will be locked inside the Elimination Chamber, the most dangerous stop on the road to WrestleMania.
The road to WrestleMania is being mapped out before our very eyes. So we've got big matches already in place for Elimination Chamber on February the 18th, and even two title matches ready to go for WrestleMania in April. So let's take a little bit of time, about 10 minutes of your day, to talk about what's going down. So Monday night on Raw, last night, Rhea Ripley made her decision. As the winner of the Royal Rumble, she can challenge for any title she wants. And as opposed to going after Bianca Belair on Monday night Raw, she has opted for Charlotte Flair and the SmackDown Women's Championship, and for good reason.
3 years ago, I had just turned 24. My career was just getting started, and I was the NXT Women's Champion. And I came here to Monday Night Raw. I stood in this ring, and I challenged the winner of the Royal Rumble match, Charlotte Flair. I challenge her to a match at WrestleMania, and she put me in my place. You know, the funny thing about Charlotte is that she's always somehow in the title picture. She's always at the top of her game, and I hate to give her the credit, but she seems to get better each and every year. The normal flow here in the WWE is that Charlotte Flair is at the top. But I'm the disruptor. I don't like the natural flow. I don't like the normal formula. And I don't like things being overplayed. So Charlotte, I advise you to enjoy everyone rising and bowing down to the queen. Because they're about to rise to Rhea Ripley. At WrestleMania, I put you in your place.
Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair will take place at WrestleMania. No confirmed day for that happening, whether it be night one or night two, but we know that it's happening, and Rhea Ripley is looking to right some wrongs. Cody Rhodes, for those who, you know, caught off guard by this, I don't think anybody was, to be honest with you. He will be challenging Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Championship at WrestleMania. We heard from Cody last night.
Wrestling has more than one royal family. Actually, WWE has more than one royal family. But for that to be true, for it to be real, for it to be venerated, validated, and vindicated in my heart, I have to stand across from another. I have to stand across from an entire bloodline. I have to stand across from the tribal chief, the head of the table. I have to stand across from essentially the LeBron James of this generation of superstars and wrestlers, the biggest superstar on the planet, a man who has had the title for 800 and something days. I have to stand across from Roman Reigns. I'm sure you can hear it. I have a great deal of respect for Roman, and I am talking sincerely, but what I say next, I say with the same sincerity. WrestleMania is in 62 days. Roman, that might just be 62 days for you. It is 62 days for the rest of my life. At WrestleMania, undesirable has already become undeniable, but undeniable remains uncrowned, and on that night, it ends. At WrestleMania, pull up a chair, sit wherever the hell you want. On that night, somebody else is going to be eating. And after WrestleMania, you can be the tribal chief. You can be the head of the table. You can be the biggest superstar in the world. But the one thing that Roman Reigns will not be is the WWE Undisputed Universal Champion.
So two title matches in place. So what of the Elimination Chamber? February 18th is the last stop on the road to WrestleMania. And normally that's where you'll have some title matches inside the chamber. What are we doing? Well, as Rhea Ripley decided to cash in her Royal Rumble win on Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship, it leaves Bianca Belair without an opponent. So the decision was made that one of the two Elimination Chamber matches will be to determine Bianca Belair's WrestleMania opponent. The first four entrants were the finalists in the Royal Rumble on Saturday. They include Nikki Cross, Asuka, Liv Morgan, and Raquel Gonzalez. There's other names to be included in that mix as well, and they will be revealed in the coming weeks. I believe next week we'll have some decisions on that one. The other Elimination Chamber match taking place on February the 18th will be for the WWE United States Championship. And that will feature Austin Theory defending his title against Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano, and Seth Rollins so far. Two more names to be added to that mix next week. Montez Ford will face Elias, whilst Angelo Dawkins will face the Judgment Day's Damian Priest. The winners of those matches will head into the chamber. Is this time for us to see one of the Street Profits shine as a solo competitor? Certainly seems that way. One to keep an eye on. So Elimination Chamber. Two big chamber matches already set up, and two big title matches already set for WrestleMania 39 in April.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Last night on Raw, Rick Boogs made a comeback. Haven't seen SmackDown's Rick Boogs since WrestleMania. He suffered a terrible injury in the opening match of Night 2. Ended up tearing his quad and has been out of action ever since. He made a return to the ring last night on Raw and beat The Miz. And it seems as if Raw is now the home of Rick Boogs, ending his partnership with Shinsuke Nakamura. And he's off doing his own thing, it would seem. We'll keep an eye on Rick Boogs on a Monday night, shall we? Speak Royal Rumble for a second. Pat McAfee's surprise return at the Rumble was just a delight. The sheer joy in Michael Cole's face when he turned up, it was just delightful. He's talked about the original plans for his Rumble return that were going to be very different. He was going to be in the Rumble for a while. That was the conversation. He said on his show, did Pat McAfee, a lot of people thought I was going to be in the Rumble. Hunter and Nick and Stephanie at the time were like, you know, Rumble, that's a perfect time to come back. And I was like, perfect. All right. He was asked to closer to the time if he was in good enough shape to come back. And he said, I could have, but I don't want to disrespect anybody. There's only so many spots. And when you're in there, there's a lot of danger. And there's a lot of shit that can happen. So I told them, hey, I just want to let you know, this season's been a grind this year. With the game day being an extra work day, I'm not going to be able to be in good enough shape for the Rumble. I don't want to disrespect the Royal Rumble or anything like that. It was the goal. Royal Rumble was indeed the goal. But I wasn't able to keep it up because of game day getting dropped and what that schedule became. So he didn't want to enter the Rumble because he wasn't in good enough shape to do so, but we got to see him anyway. And I, for one, was delighted to see Pat McAfee. I think Michael Cole was a little bit as well. He was like a dog running to the door when his owner came home. It was adorable. On the Cultaholic podcast feed later on today, myself, Jack Atkins and Aidan Gibbons are breaking down the big news stories of January. It's the Cultaholic.com month in review. Major stories that took on the wrestling world and changed the wrestling landscape in 2023. But there's also some silliness amongst it all as well. We'll go into all the details of it on the Cultaholic podcast feed later today. And you can watch it if you're a Patreon as well. Patreon.com/Cultaholic. What's next for Sami Zayn? A question that Ross and Andrew chewed over yesterday. Join the conversation with them at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. And it's a Tuesday night, which means that Adam Pacitti will see you next Tuesday. Adam Pacitti back at twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight from 6 p.m. GMT. Go tell him I said hi. We'll have more wrestling news throughout the day as well at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.